The district recently amended an agreement with its attorneys in the case. The new arrangement removes a provision that would have required DeKalb to pay law firm King & Spalding $30 million in accrued legal fees if the district settles the case against the firm's advice. Robert Kayat, a partner with King & Spalding and one of the lead attorneys on the case, says the agreement is unprecedented.
King & Spalding is taking this fairly extraordinary step because it believes in the merits of the case. And we understand the severe cost pressures that are on the school system. It's our view that the school board should not have to walk away from a meritorious case because of financial pressures.
In addition, the district will only pay King & Spalding further if it wins the case. The lawsuit dates back to 2007, when the district fired construction management firm Heary Mitchell, complaining about costs and delays. Heary sued the district for $487,000 in unpaid invoices. The district countersued, alleging, among other things, breach of contract and fraud. Kayat says the lawsuit could have been decided by now.
This case has taken so long and cost so much because Heary has followed a calculated strategy of delay.
For example, he cites a motion Heary filed to have King & Spalding disqualified from the case. The process took 14 months and was unsuccessful. But Heary Mitchell spokesperson David Rubinger says there's no ulterior motive.
We are confident that when the facts are laid out before the jury, that Heary will win. But the criminal case involving former school district officials must go first.
That's a separate criminal lawsuit involving four former school system employees, including ex-superintendent Crawford Lewis. The four were accused of running a pay-to-play scheme where they allegedly awarded school construction contracts to their friends. Heary Mitchell has claimed it was fired so the alleged scheme could go forward. Again, David Rubinger.
We believe that justice requires that their criminal proceedings be resolved before we can have a fair civil trial.
However, King & Spalding says the outcome of the criminal trial shouldn't affect the civil case. The criminal case is scheduled to go to trial in October. No date has been set yet for a civil trial. Martha Dalton, WABE News.